In specialty crop news, why hasn't the drought in California caused huge run-ups in fruit and vegetable prices? More after this.
You ever wanted to tell weeds where to go? With Chanto Herbicide, you can. And you'll send the message loud and clear. More and more growers and PCAs count on Chanto to keep weeds out of their orchards and vineyards. Chanto delivers proven long-lasting residual control, activated with only a quarter inch of rainfall or irrigation water. Now more important than ever with growing water management concerns in California. Chanto is effective on more than 90 of the toughest annual broadleaf weeds and grasses, such as mare's tail, fleabane, and Italian ryegrass. Year after year, Chanto provides reliable control of a broad spectrum of weeds in various weather conditions, with excellent crop safety. Chanto stops weeds in a wide variety of crops, including almonds, pistachios, walnuts, and grapes. And unlike other residuals, you don't have to worry about leaching or liftoff. Take control of weeds and keep control. To learn more about Chanto, talk to your PCA or Valent sales representative, or go to valent.com/chanto. Always read and follow label instructions.
California, a major producer of fruits and vegetables, is having a major drought, cutting production. Now, many analysts were expecting fruit and veggie prices to increase quite a bit this year because of that, but that hasn't happened.
In fact, in August, fruit prices fell 0.4%. Fresh vegetable prices also fell 1.6%.
Agriculture Department economist Anne Marie Coons does expect fresh fruit prices to be up this year by about 5%, but that's mainly because of a smaller Florida orange crop. Fresh veggie prices to be up only about 2.5%, which is about normal. Why aren't retail prices soaring?
A lot of these grocery stores and wholesalers, they get contracts with these farmers ahead of time that are often for a year's time. So, you know, they might still be locked into these prices that they were pre-drought.
Retail produce prices are also affected by things like the amount of produce coming in from other countries and transportation costs. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.